poll, Texas Governor Greg Abbott 7 points ahead of Democrat Beto O'Rourke. By Nick Gilbertson on August 15, 2022. Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, maintains a solid 7-point lead over Democrat opponent Beto O'Rourke in the Texas governor's race, according to a poll. The Dallas Morning News/University of Texas at Tyler poll shows 45% of registered voters support Abbott as opposed to 38% who back O'Rourke, a failed senatorial and presidential candidate. Libertarian candidate Mark Tippetts and Green Party candidate Delilah Barrios both garnered 3% of the response, while another 7% said they support another candidate. Abbott's 7-point advantage is consistent with his Real Clear Politics average lead of 6.8%. Among Latinos, the current poll shows Abbott trails O'Rourke by 7 percentage points, at 38% and 45%, respectively. A smaller gap exists among independents, with 31% supporting Abbott versus 34% who are behind O'Rourke. Voters believe Abbott is better equipped to handle essential issues. Concerning crime reduction, 43% stated Abbott would do a better job than O'Rourke as opposed to 30% who think the former congressman would fare better. Similarly, voters supported Abbott over O'Rourke on the issues of border security, handling the electrical grid, and improving the community. The one issue where more voters believe O'Rourke would do a better job is in bringing Texans together. The poll also gauges how Texans feel about President Joe Biden. Just 41% of registered voters approve of Biden's presidential performance, versus 56% who disapprove to varying degrees, which included 63% of independents and 54% of Latinos polled. An even lower number, 37%, approve of how he has managed the economy. The plurality of poll respondents, 48%, stated Biden and Congress are mostly to blame for inflation. Another 27% pointed to supply problems, and 12% said Russia's invasion of Ukraine is mostly responsible for inflation. Only 9% believe Abbott and the state legislature bear most of the responsibility for inflation in the Lone Star State. Before losing to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in the 2018 U.S. Senate race, O'Rourke served as the U.S. Congressman for the state's 6th Congressional District from 2013 to 2019. After coming up short in his senatorial bid, O'Rourke launched a presidential campaign in 2020 but failed to secure a single delegate in the Democratic primary, unlike 7 of his opponents. The poll sampled 1,384 registered voters from August 1 to 7 and has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.6 percentage points.